Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, relationships, and general topics of conversation. We appreciate you taking the time to stop by and listen to our podcast. So let's get into the episode. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast. This is your host, Twyana. Today, we're going to just jump right in. I wanted to talk about this trend of keyboard ninjas, per se, if you will. What is it about people behind the scenes making snide remarks, comments, thinking that they mean well, but you're basically coming at people indirectly and being very mean-spirited with the comments? And I'm so over hearing about it. I've seen it on so many social channels. It's distressing. It kind of makes you not want to post anything or say anything or vlog, or, you know, it's kind of one of the reasons why I never really wanted to post anything about my family or my kids or my own personal stuff. You'll find that I really don't, you know, post a lot of pictures. My family is over. They don't even want to be on social media. They don't want their faces out there, their pictures out there. And then people just don't want the extra judgment. So it's a little bit different, you know, because we're a Christian-based family or faith-based family. And, you know, people put you on this pedestal. Like, you have to be, you know, practically perfect. You know, the only perfect person is Jesus. That's it. We're just going to settle that right there. Everyone else is striving for perfection. They're doing the best that they can. And it's like you're under this super high-powered microscope. Like, every little thing that you do, someone is going to judge you for it. Like, if you listen to the wrong kind of music, if you say the wrong thing, if you wear the wrong thing. Well, according to some people, if you wear, say, or do the wrong thing, then everybody's like, oh, that's it. You blew it. You're not a Christian anymore. You're acting just like us. Or, you know, yes, we are required to, you know, live our lives in a different kind of standard, you know, because you know better, you do better. But that doesn't mean you can't, like, live life and enjoy life and have fun. And I've seen so many people who have a big social media presence who are out there just trying to be regular, just trying to live life, just trying to have fun in the everyday, or, you know, have a party or an event or whatever. And they're afraid to post things or to say things or to do things because of what someone else might say. Like, you know, there's all these people who are behind the scenes. I don't know if people are doing it to get their little 15 minutes to get some cred or notoriety, or to get shouted out by the person that they're coming for. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe it's their own insecurities. They're projecting them off on other people. If you guys have the answer to it, please feel free to, you know, drop us a note and let us know, you know, what the answer is. But people are afraid to say or show or post anything because these people are behind the scenes. You have on an outfit or something that they don't like, or they think that you shouldn't be wearing because, oh, you're this type of person or that type of person, and you shouldn't wear your hair like this. You shouldn't wear this type of outfit. You're showing too much skin. You're showing too much flesh. You shouldn't say this. You shouldn't do that. Well, that's not cool for you to buy. Okay, well, who are you to tell other people what to do? You know, I mean, I can see if it's something that's, you know, maybe in a something that's productive or something that's uplifting or encouraging or whatever. But the way that people are coming for these other influencers or bloggers or vloggers or people who are in the limelight, you know, people say like mean-spirited things in the name of love, or they say these things, well, I don't mean to pry, but, or I don't mean to come at you this way, but it's always something like that. And they're saying some really hateful and mean things to the people who are only showing you basically a little snippet of their lives, and yet the people behind the scenes, the keyboard ninjas or whoever, the keyboard mafia, whatever they want to call themselves, they're out here basically being super mean and not kind. It's like, be kind to people. You don't even know, you know, we're like, oh, they're our best friends in our head, but do you even really know the person that you're like following, or the person that you see on YouTube, or the person that you're seeing on social media? You don't really know them personally. Some people might, but they're only, you only know what they're showing you, and they're only showing you a little snippet, maybe like a reel of a little peek into their life or their reality. You don't know the whole person. You're not with them 100%. You're not in their close circle or close-knit circle of friends and family members. And so some people think, oh, I know this person, I follow them. Yes, we all take that on, and we all like to be internet besties, internet friends, internet aunties. You know, we've seen people's families grow up, but they're only showing us a little glimpse into their lives. And we are so privileged for that opportunity to be able to, you know, watch people grow, you know, watch things that happen in their lives, and, you know, just thankful that they are allowing us to see into their lives, and they're showing us a little snippet of who they are, what they're about. But that's not the whole complete person. Like, I don't even know what people think about me or what they know of me. And frankly, to be honest, you know, I'm not really concerned with all of that. I'm a very private person, even though I have to be out there. You know, if I do some blog posts, or if I do a podcast, or if I'm showing things on any of my social media networks or channels or whatever, it's what I am showing, what I have allowed to be put out there. Not something that someone else is going to dictate what I'm going to do. And then that's another reason why I've always been a little bit hesitant, because I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say. And when I say something, there's going to be some people that are going to be lightweight, offended. I don't know. They might unfollow, and I don't really care. It's my job to speak the truth in love. If I have some personal story or testimony or something to share, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm called to do. Called to speak the truth and tell the truth and do it in love and with some tact and some grace. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, you're a little hesitant to say things out of fear of, you know, what people are going to think and what they're going to say. But then you have to come to the place where you just don't really, you don't let it affect you or impact you, because you have a job to do. You have to do what you were called to do. You have to get out there, and you have to speak and, you know, operate in your gifts, basically. So this is a message to anyone who is listening, and I don't know if you guys are listening. I guess I'm a little heightened in my sensitivity today, because I've seen it like all this week. I've seen so many people talking about they've had to make videos, they've had to make a YouTube video, they had to make a social post where they're basically having to defend themselves against other people who are commenting about what they're doing, what they're wearing. You know, they went somewhere, and people are turning it into, I don't know, something more than what it's not. People are out there just trying to have fun, just trying to live their best life, and then they're being ridiculed and, you know, basically someone's telling them what they can't do. And it's like, well, who are you? You know, we are people outside of social media. Social media does not define who we are. It's just a vehicle or a vessel that we use to, you know, some people use it to brag and boast and all of that. But, you know, we share our knowledge, we share our expertise, we share our lives, we share, you know, maybe some people share, you know, deals, or, you know, they influence you to purchase or buy things. They have brand campaigns and stuff like that. It's basically a sharing, an environment where we are sharing our lives and sharing different things. And sometimes if you don't like the content that is being shared, then maybe people need to unfollow. Maybe they need to go click and go somewhere else. Maybe they need to just not pay attention. But because some people are kind of nosy, and some people may not have a lot going on in their own lives, and then when they see someone who is doing something different, something positive, the person has a lot of things that are, you know, going for them. People are getting blessed left and right, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that's awesome, and that's excellent, and that's amazing that these that people are receiving all these blessings and benefits. And that doesn't mean that, you know, if you're listening or whoever else is being a keyboard gangster, ninja, whatever, that it doesn't mean that they aren't going to receive those blessings or whatever. But don't be mad at somebody else for the things that they've been blessed with, or the opportunities that they've been provided with, or afforded. You know, you don't know that person's story. You don't know what they have to go through to get to the point to where they are. Huh. Y'all. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. But I want to say, again, be kind. Show a little bit more love and understanding if you were listening to this. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who is listening to this. I mean, I could have been one of those people at one point, not where I typed and said mean things or whatever. You know, sometimes you feel a little something. You know, you're not supposed to be envious or jealous of other people. So be happy and celebrate someone else's wins, celebrate their victories, and that your turn is coming, and you want other people to be able to partner alongside you and celebrate your wins and your victories. If someone is suffering loss, be gentle with these people, comfort them, you know, give them words of encouragement, you know, try to build them up. Don't try to tear people down. It's not cool to try to tear people down. It profits you nothing to try to tear people down. What is it going to do for you? It does nothing. What does that show about your character or your personality, where you have to tear people down, where you have to talk about people, where you have to come at them and make them cry or feel bad for, you know, something that they should be celebrating or be happy about or be excited to share? And then some people are like, I'm pulling back. I don't want to share this. I don't want to say anything because I don't want people to come for me. And I've even thought that, you know, like, there's so much stuff that I would like to share on my socials and whatever, but then it's like, no, I don't want to share that because then I don't want to have to get out in my feelings and have to come for somebody. You know, if I haven't prayed up that day, if I haven't consulted the Lord and was like, Lord, I pray that you give these people grace and mercy and you fight our battles for us, and we're just going to leave it at that. I don't want to have that type of attitude or that thought process that every time I post something or every time I want to put something out there that I feel a hint of apprehension because I don't want to deal with the fallout. So, having said that, we're just going to do us. We're going to be ourselves. If you have something that you need to say, go ahead and say it. If you have something that you want to post or share about your life or accomplishments or achievements or opportunities or whatever it may be, do you, be yourself. The right people will follow you, and let the other ones that don't just unfollow or click off or go somewhere else. But we're not gonna sit up here and diminish ourselves, our personalities, our blessings, or whatever it is, because there's jealous haters out there. You must be doing something right if you got a whole bunch of jealous haters. We're just going to put that out there. But anyway, you pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those that persecute you. We're just going to keep it all the way. We thank you, Lord, that you fight our battles for us. We just thank you, Lord, that you send the right people to us the right followers, the right audience, the right community, all the ones who will be there to support us and uplift us and who will partner alongside us and who will be happy to hear and share our content, and they will be available to listen to what we have to say. And on that note, I'm going to end this podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have a lovely day. Don't be afraid to be who you are. So until next time, take care and be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode. If you have any comments, suggestions, or show topics that you would like for us to discuss, please drop us an email at podcast@ticklesandtots.com. And we would love to connect with you. If you love what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a rating or leave us a message here on the Anchor app. We appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to listen. Take care and be blessed.